our current Congress is not doing a particularly good job for the American people. Our current Congress seems to be more interested in protecting themselves and those who fund their campaigns than addressing the needs of the American people. And I believe that it takes ordinary people like myself. I'm working 2 days a week as a PA, an ordinary mom of grown children who has a day job, who believes that our country can go back to working together. For me, the decision really feels more like a calling than anything. The idea started to occur to me a couple years ago, and I kept pushing it away, pushing it away. I remember somebody asked me in 2010 if I would run. I said, no. October of last year, I was sitting in church one morning, and truly, like a voice from the sky, came the message, Elizabeth, you're the one to run right now. And I did it.
What specifically in Congress do you feel that you are called to accomplish?
So as a school board member and as a physician assistant, there are a couple areas that are obviously very connected. I'm really committed to public education from the preschool level towards making sure the college is accessible to all of the young people who are qualified and want to be there. I'm really concerned about health care for all Americans, particularly in protecting Medicare and making sure that all of our children get the health care services they need. So my professional life and my political life are very, very intertwined, and I certainly believe that those are critical issues.
How do you see yourself serving this district in Washington?
People sometimes see the district as having very different needs, but I think all people have very similar needs, whether they live in downtown Winston-Salem or are Christmas tree farmers in Ashe County. We all want good education for our children. We all want quality health care for our families. Women all want the right to make decisions about their own health and their family's health, regardless of where in the 5th District they live. We all want our seniors to have a secure retirement. We all want clean air and clean water. We all want work that pays a living wage so that we can live our lives with dignity and be part of the communities that we love and belong to. And we all want an economy that allows our children to grow up in the communities we love and come back home, stay home, raise their own kids here.
How do you see being able to work in that atmosphere?
Well, it's funny. People will say to me that Congress is broken and it can't be fixed. And my attitude is it had better be able to be fixed because it's what we have. It's our government, and we're not walking away from it. We're not walking away from the way we govern ourselves. So we had better come back to the table, sit down, act like adults, and start to solve the problems we're having.
Looking at the 5th District overall, what would you say are the primary needs here, and how will you work for those in Washington?
So the primary needs obviously are the economy. Almost half of our children under 5 are living in poverty in Winston-Salem. This is devastating, and we have to be looking at both jobs, but good-paying jobs. One of the difficulties is that 25% of the jobs in the United States are for $10 an hour or less. What's happened is that there has been a real lowering of wages for so many working people, while the real benefits of the economy have gone to the top. And I think we have to start looking at, when we talk about, for example, tax benefits for small businesses, that we're not confusing businesses that bring in $1, $2 million a year with businesses that are bringing in $200 million a year. We have to really make a distinction between these. Right now, we have been giving too much benefit to those already successful and not nearly enough benefit for those trying to build new businesses.